draw near. James tells us to do this before he tells us to resist the evil one, but drawing near is the first step. Draw near to God in the secret place of Psalm 91. Take a quick peek at the psalm again. What a privilege. We are invited to come into the heart of this great God who loves us to distraction. As we do so, we become jealous and guard our time with him. We become aware that our devotional time is not the same as our prayer time. Prayer time is our business relationship. Devotional time is our intimate, personal, bridegroom and bride time. It's the time when we break open our flask, pour out our love in devotion and adoration, singing and making melody in our hearts to him. And in this place, in the splendour of his manifest presence, we become more occupied with him than with ourselves. It's in this place we learn to become conscious of him alone, and we take something away with us. Our God consciousness, we find, has risen, and it stays with us all day until the next day, and then we can be refreshed in him all over again. We're developing those dove's eyes, looking only unto him. In this place, we learn to run to him, stay in him, rest in him. It's where we discover he is our all-sufficiency. Then, in days of trouble, we call on him and he'll either deliver us or keep us in himself as we go through the days in unbroken contact with him, staying connected. We hide in him, our hiding place, our refuge, our fortress, our shelter, our God who is for us, not against us. We learn to live here in the secret place of his affection, the beloved in the beloved, at peace and at rest despite the storms that rage about us. He's promised to be with us. I know we've seen it before, but with the hymn writer we can say again, how firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say to you than he has said? You who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Time to think again. Selah.